A conservation group is preserving a 5,400-acre tract of forest in northern Vermont as a home for wildlife. That's what conservation groups do. But this forest will also be used to store carbon to meet greenhouse gas goals set 3,000 miles away in California. As VPR's John Dillon reports, the money from that deal will help the group pay for future restoration projects.
It's no surprise that people who work for the Nature Conservancy would be, well, very much into nature.
So I'm hearing, I can't get away from my bird background. Because there's a black-throated green singing up here.
Jim Shallow, the conservation director for the Vermont chapter, is describing a new forest project here on Burnt Mountain. But he keeps interrupting himself each time he hears a new bird song.
White-throated sparrow, that's, you know, core of its breeding habitat is in the Atlantic Northern Forest.
The birds do provide an auditory example of a key goal for this project. It's an ecological reserve that will help sustain wildlife in the rest of the region.
That population can disperse into the broader landscape. So that's another ecological function of this forest, is going to be that place where birds and other wildlife will have core habitat that will be resistant or resilient to the disturbances that will come along.
And besides growing birds, this wild part of the Northern Green Mountains grows trees, and trees take carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere and can store it in their wood for hundreds of years, which makes this parcel valuable in the emerging market for carbon offsets. Companies in California will be able to meet up to 8% of their CO2 reduction goals by buying carbon stored elsewhere. This parcel will be the first in Vermont eligible for that carbon market, and it's expected to earn the Conservancy about $2 million over the first 10 years.
And we're going to be able to use that income to put into more land conservation.
Okay, but first they're actually cutting a few trees. As part of the effort to maintain the land as forever wild, the Nature Conservancy is also restoring a stream called Calavale Brook, whose entire watershed is contained in the Burnt Mountain Tract. And to improve stream habitat, first you have to drop some trees.
What we're doing is trying to restore that component that's been removed from the system, and that's the large wood component.
Shane Jaquith is the watershed restoration manager for the Conservancy in Vermont. This stream has cold, clean water, perfect for native brook trout, but it lacks some of the elements that the fish need to really thrive. Jaquith explains that large logs in the water provide shade, structure, habitat, as well as organic matter for the insects that brook trout eat. Basically, they're trying to replicate nature, just on an accelerated time frame.
These wood features are sort of steps in the stream, and as the flow plunges over these step features, it scours pools on the downstream side, so it creates deeper pools.
If brook trout are the keystone species in this stream, moose are probably the most charismatic animal roaming these woods. All morning we've been hoping to see one, and it happens as the conservancy crew drives me back to my car.
Where is he?
Yes! Yay! That is so awesome!
Oh yeah! Looks like a big cow.
Heather Furman, the Conservancy's Vermont director, passes around a pair of binoculars. On the far side of a pond, the female moose seems to be cooling off in the water. Furman sees the moose as a symbol of both the fragility and resilience of the Vermont landscape. She notes the moose are threatened because of winter ticks that are booming because of climate change. She says projects like Burnt Mountain can help protect other areas for moose and wildlife.
You know, we're at a place right now where the economy of conservation is changing. You know, public funding has diminished over the last decade or so. And so new, creative, innovative ways of funding conservation is critically important. And the Conservancy really believes in the power of the market to find new ways to fund conservation. And so that's what we're doing with this carbon project.
And the land does not have to be kept forever wild in order to participate in the carbon market. The Nature Conservancy in Maine plans to sell carbon offsets from a large piece of working forest on the St. Johns River. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.